Craig, here we are knee-deep in pretty chilly water of the South Esk. Thanks to waders, we're not getting too wet. You look pretty much at home here.
Yeah, I'm fished the South Esk quite a lot. Come up here, it's peaceful, get away from work and come up and enjoy the experience with some mates and try and catch a few trout if we can find anyone silly enough to eat our flies, which we do from time to time. So, yeah, we love it. It's one of the best rivers in the state.
If there's one sport that Tasmanians really excel at, it would have to be fly fishing. Four Tassie anglers are in the Australian team for next year's World Championships.
Over under that wattle tree there, David. Over that little one there.
Hello, I'm Sarah Abbott. Craig Carey is the team's captain, and most weeks at this time of year, you'll find him getting in some practice in the rivers and lakes of northern Tasmania. Today he's fishing the South Esk River, one of his favourite spots and Tasmania's longest waterway. Craig, have you got particular favourite spots along the river, or do you usually just go for a wander and see what happens along the way?
I've got favourite spots, Sarah, but I can't tell you where they are, so...
You'd have to kill me, type
thing. Yeah, I'd have to kill you.
No, look, the whole South Esk system up here holds a lot of fish, so there's no really bad decision to be made through here with regard to spots. The whole river system is all great fishing, and there's kilometre after kilometre after kilometre of water. You just got to go to the landowner and be polite and, you know, you can catch a lot of fish. Pack your lunch, thermos, glass of red, whatever you like.
Sounds like a great day out.
Yeah, it is. We often do that. So, yeah, no, it is. It's a great day.
And can you tell me a bit about the fish you're after when you're here?
So, brown trout in this river. And they're all, you know, only quite small. You do get the odd bigger one. But we catch and release them all. So, yeah, as soon as we catch them, let them go, but they're beautiful little red-spotted brown trout, and there's generally plenty of them.
One thing I reckon that struck me about fly fishing seems to be more about just the, well, the art of fishing itself rather than the size of the catch, which I admire.
Yeah, so it's not about the size of the fish at all, really. So you just got to be stealthy and quiet, and you can basically catch a fish under your feet, really. I've done that plenty of times, and quite often they're not where you think they would be. And the thing with the trout is, or with a fly rod, sorry, you can put your fly in most spots that you can't sort of cast a lure to, and then quite often they're just holding in 6 inches of water, and you can bounce a little dry over them, and they'll eat it.
Well, I'm sure you can get a cast where you want it, but I guess it takes a lot of practice to get that level of skill up.
Oh, no, it just takes time. It's like anything, you know. You just put the time in, and you soon get it. Ask questions, go into fly shops. They're always great for helping and give you the right gear and let you know what's going on around the place and where the fish are biting. And yeah, it's just a matter of getting out there, and it's all there for you to have a go at. You don't need to spend a fortune, really. You can, but you don't need to. You can learn how to tie your own flies, which is great.
Can you describe what the flies look like for people who don't know?
So these flies here, I've got some little weights in the head of them. You can see that's got a gold head on it, and that's heavy. It's made of tungsten, that bit.
So it's like a tiny, shiny little bead.
Yeah, it is, yeah. And the other sort is a dry fly, which imitates like grasshoppers and things that are flying around, right. And the fish love them.
Tasmania is hosting next year's World Championship event. And that means top fly fishers from around the world will be descending on the state, looking to bag a big one. For Craig and the rest of the Australian team, it's a wonderful opportunity to showcase what Tasmania has to offer in the world of fly fishing. Craig, you're captain of the Australian fly fishing team, and the World Championships are going to be held here next year. Will the South Esk feature in the competition?
It's certainly one of the venues being considered. We've got to have 5 sessions in an international competition. And that can be a mixture of lakes and rivers, so it depends on each country what they decide. Obviously, we want the best fishing we can have because it does promote our country and our state.
Craig, do you ever let yourself go home without catching a trout?
No, I don't. And if I'm down by 1 or 2 fish, we stay until I get in front, then we go home.
So you've got to win the day every time.
Yeah, of course you do.
You must be really annoying to fish with.
No, my mates are annoying to fish with. That's the problem. I'm fine. No, there's always a way. If the fish aren't eating something, we keep going until we work out what diet they're on. So right now I think they're on these, but I'm going to stay here until such time as I can get one to eat it. So I'm going to keep fishing, and you're more than welcome to join me.
I might let you wade off into the sunset.
No worries. Thanks, Sarah. Cheers.